regard to the Wallace thing, I wonder if probably the better thing to do is still just to make a telephone call rather than go by there. Have you had any more thoughts about it?
Well, I did. I talked to Conley about it.
Oh, good.
We were covering a lot of things, and I didn't say you had raised the question on it, that point had come up, and what did he think? And he thinks on balance it's a pretty good idea. It would be a good signal and a logical thing to do. He follows his whole Wallace analysis out that he is convinced that what's going to happen is that Wallace is going to go through the Democratic convention, then say he can't take the Democratic platform and he can't swallow McGovern, and therefore he's going to support Richard Nixon's reelection.
Really?
That's what he thinks. And he thinks,
I can't believe that.
Well, he says if he's smart, that's what he'll do, and he is smart. And he says he'll want to claim that he helped to make a president. He'll think you're going to win anyway. He'll want to get credit for it. And he says he can't go on the Democratic ticket.
Oh, hell no.
Obviously can't go on with McGovern, and he can't even go on with Hubert.
Never.
And Hubert can't put him on anyway because Wallace is stronger than Hubert.
Right, and also, well, there are other reasons Hubert lose his own, split his party.
Then he says he can't go to the third party thing.
Why not?
Because it would diminish everything he's gained. He's come.
It looked like he was a spoiler only. Huh?
That's right, and he did that last time, and it cut him down. He's better off to play it the other way. I mean, this is his reasoning. And
well, then maybe we'll try it.
And he
will not be at Walter Reed, so it has to be.
No, that's
the
right. He'll be at Holy Cross. And
you checked it out yet to see?
He's in reasonably good shape. Now they have landed helicopters there in a grass area right by the hospital, so that could be done. We might not be able to land your big one, but we could land a Huey, and that wouldn't be bad.
Sure, I can take that down here.
On that thing. Now, Walter Reed's only 10 minutes away. You could land there and drive over if you wanted to do that. Or you could fly in here and drive out. It's 20 minutes driving time. And
well, the more you cut down the driving time, the better. And also, if you land at Walter Reed, you cut out our own White House press. See what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't like to go to the White House and then have a caravan of 35
right.
Press conference.
I agree. I think that's right.
I think the best thing to do, frankly, is rather than landing at the hospital, is to land right at Walter Reed.
Well, there's another advantage to that, which is then you could drive over to the hospital and drive back to Walter Reed to get your helicopter, and you could see that Secret Service agent for a minute while you're there.
Mm-hmm.
He's at Walter Reed.
Yeah. Okay, I could do that. Fine. Let's sort of plan that tentatively.
All right.
Don't tell anybody, but plan.
Right.
Oh, we had a good talk with Debrina this morning.
Good.
An hour. Everything's on salvo at the moment. Henry's wrestling with him again now. On to the other things. There's so damn many books to read. I don't know if I'll ever get through them, but we'll see.
I can imagine.
And, just for my own planning, the situation on Friday afternoon is at the present time 4 o'clock for the leaders or later?
Yeah, 4 o'clock.
And 5 o'clock for the press, or are we going to do the
5:30?
5:30.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But that's definitely on, isn't it?
Yep.
I think it's all right. Given that. Maybe you think we should bother with those damn pictures or not?
I don't think you need to, but I...
Maybe we just skip it.
I think that's really what you feel better about tonight.
Well, I just don't think I need to shake their hands.
You know, I don't either. I think if you
let's just do it. I'll just go in, say a word to them, and the only problem is the sort of the mingling a bit, but... I can do that. I can do that. It's all right. I can talk around a little bit.
Just work your way out slowly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. questions. All right. That's what we'll plan now. There may be, I suppose, something that Ehrlichman and so forth. I have to look at the last-minute domestic things while I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to spend much time on them. I just haven't got, just can't get into it right now.
Right.
But he'll understand that, and he'll bring up whatever he has to bring up. I can imagine that the details of this thing must be enormous, you know, as usual. But,
no, it's in good shape.
Yeah, you know, everybody's working on it.
It is. It's a complex trip because of all the countries, plus the Soviet thing, but it's all sorting out very well.
And we're not hauling over the silverware and the rest this time.
Nope.
Right? That's good. Just right. And just we are, I suppose, hauling in some food, I suppose.
Yes.
That's perfectly all right, too.
On all of that, the minimum of what we need to do in order to make it work right.
Are we trying to get any sort of mementos for the guests or any that sort of thing?
No.
I don't think we bother.
I don't think we should.
It wasn't particularly necessary in China.
Well, they'll have the invitation and they'll have the menu.
That's enough.
And those are nice souvenirs for people.
Every place, that's right. You worked out the Cadillac?
We're working it out, yeah. That's a problem, but we're doing it.
Problem in what? Getting the money or what?
Well, yeah, and it's I think it's a problem in just the PR on it.
Well, I agree.
Cadillac.
I agree.
But I don't think there's anything we can do about it.
Well, I agree, but I think it's soluble provided it's the exchange of the two things.
Yep.
In other words, that's the way we put it.
We kind of make it a government exchange rather than a personal exchange.
Absolutely. We present that to the Soviet government, and they present a hydrofoil to the American government. Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Not a gift to the man. We want to present this to the Soviet government, and they're presenting a hydrofoil to the American government.
Yeah.
That's the way I'd handle it.
Yeah.
I think that can be that soluble if somebody just get on it.
Yep.
Don't say that we're giving a Cadillac to Brezhnev.
Right.
That isn't the way it's done. Or a hydrofoil to me.
Right.
And the hydrofoil is being presented to the American government and the Cadillac's being.
Well, for the president's use, you've got to tie that in, and to them for the chairman's use.
Yeah, whoever is chairman, or not whoever is president.
Yeah.
And also get in the fact that the French have given him a car. And,
yeah.
And that was what they wanted. You give me give the background to the likes of Scala in that. And,
right.
You know,
right.
How to handle it. And also, you might get the relative cost. I'm sure the hydrofoil is more expensive than a Cadillac.
Oh, I'm sure it's substantially more.
I mean, those things run $50,000 to $60,000, I think.
I don't know what size it is and all that, but I can't imagine.
Any size, you can't get a.
It has to be more than a car.
You can't even get a speedboat for less than $4,000 or $5,000.
That's right.
So you know damn well the thing's going to cost that. So we can.
Yeah.
I think that's another thing, that one gift is more expensive than the other.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Big draw.